Divine Witch. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by with a story about somebody whom we've heard about before. Her name is Katie, and she's an ordinary girl and goes to school just like everybody else. But there's one thing that's a bit different about her. You see, she's a witch, and she can do magic spells. And if you've heard some of the other stories about her on storynoi.com, you'll know that quite often her magic can spell trouble for her. Katie went to a nice school where most of the teachers were kind, but some of them were quite strict, and all of them could be moody and grumpy at times, just like anybody else can be. Unfortunately, Katie's form teacher was more grumpy and more moody than most, and more often. She was the only teacher in the whole school to whom the children hadn't given a nickname. For instance, Mr. Philpotts was known as Potty, which seemed to suit him quite well. Mrs. Woodruff was called Dandruff, and Miss Tidy was called Untidy because she was. Katie's form teacher was called Miss Vile. This was her real name, so she didn't have a nickname because, quite frankly, she didn't need one. "Katie," she said one morning, "this homework looks like it was done in about 5 minutes. You know that you are supposed to spend at least half an hour on it. You will stay in at playtime and do it again." "Katie," she said another time, "those tights are not regulation school uniform. I will call your mother. She must take you home and you must change them." "And Katie," she said yet another time, "stop muttering to yourself. You know that magic spells are against the school rules." When anybody misbehaved, Miss Vile wrote their names up on a board which she called the Wall of Shame. Everybody's name was on it except for Samantha's and Matthew's, because they were both goody-goodies who never did anything wrong. But Katie's name was written on the Wall of Shame more than anybody else. In fact, it was written 25 times right at the top of the board in large red letters with 10 exclamation marks after it. Katie didn't feel ashamed about this, but she did feel cross because it wasn't fair. It was the end of January. Katie's form were learning about the Chinese New Year and how each year is named after an animal. Miss Vile asked Katie which was her Chinese symbol, and she said that she was born in the year of the cat. And Miss Vile told her that was impossible because there wasn't a year of the cat. And Katie said, "It's possible for me because I'm a witch, and all witches are born in the year of the cat." And the whole class laughed. And Katie's friend, Isis, said, "That's right, Miss Vile. Katie's different because she's a witch." "What utter claptrap!" exclaimed Miss Vile. "I've told you before not to talk nonsense about witches and spells. You will go and see the head teacher right now. Both of you! And give her this note, which explains all about your naughtiness." And while Katie and Isis were waiting to see the head teacher, they both felt sad because the head teacher could be very cross and frightening at times. They both wondered what they could do about Miss Vile, because really, this time she had gone too far. "Can you turn her into a toad or something?" asked Isis. But Katie shook her head. If Miss Vile turned up to school one day as a toad, everyone would know who was to blame, and Katie would be in huge heaps of trouble. She might even get expelled for turning a teacher into a toad. And then the head teacher called Katie and Isis into her study. Katie and Isis stood in front of her desk. She read the note and shook her head. But the head teacher remembered another occasion when she hadn't believed that Katie could do magic, and how wrong she had been that time. "I know that you are a bit different," she said to Katie, "and that you can do all sorts of magic spells, but it's best not to mention them to people, okay? Sometimes things are best kept secret. Now go back to your lessons, both of you." Katie and Isis were glad that the head teacher hadn't been too cross, but neither of them was in a hurry to get back to the class. So they both sat in the cloakroom and talked over the problem of Miss Vile. "Well, if you can't turn her into something horrid, maybe you can turn her into something nice," said Isis. And Katie thought about this, but she couldn't imagine Miss Vile being anything nice. And so she thought that the magic wouldn't work. "I've got it," said Isis. "It will be Valentine's Day soon. Why don't you make her fall in love? Grown-ups are always in a happy mood when they're in love, and she'll be nice and kind to us." Katie thought that was a brilliant idea, because witches have all sorts of magic spells for making people fall in love. But there was only one question. Who with? "Why, Potty, of course," said Isis. "He hasn't got a wife. Why don't you make him send her flowers and chocolates, and then she'll be dancing on air?" Katie and Isis thought the idea of Potty and Miss Vile falling in love was the funniest thing ever, and they both had a fit of giggles. When they got back into class, everybody wondered why they were both looking so happy after a visit to the head teacher's study. At home that evening, Katie opened up her mother's encyclopedia of magic and turned to the pages L for love. There were loads and loads of love spells, but some of them were a bit impractical. For instance, if she followed one spell, she would need to get hold of some big toenail clippings from Mr. Philpotts and a lock of hair from Miss Vile. That didn't sound very easy. For another spell, she needed some mandrake's root from the magic grocery shop. And mandrake's root was very expensive. And then she found a spell that just required pictures of the two people who were to fall in love. And that was easy, because she had a photograph of the whole school from the end of the summer term. It was a shame that she had to cut it up with a pair of scissors, but it was in a good cause. On February 14th, which, as everyone knows, is Valentine's Day, Miss Vile came into class looking quite different. Isis said afterwards that her face had become 10 years younger and she seemed to sort of glow. When they saw her, Katie and Isis both thought the same thing. And Katie decided to try out a little test, just to see if the spell had really worked. She put up her hand and said, "Excuse me, Miss Vile. I'm really sorry, but I didn't have time to do my homework last night." The whole class went silent, and you could have heard a drawing pin drop. But Miss Vile said, "Never mind, Katie. It wasn't very important anyway." And everyone gasped. And then Katie said, "Actually, I was just joking. I did do it, really." And Miss Vile smiled and said, "Ah, yes, that's a funny joke. You got me there, Katie." And everyone was totally amazed. I mean, like, gobsmacked. And Katie smiled to herself. She knew that her spell had worked. But what Katie didn't know was that Miss Vile had not just received one box of chocolates and one bunch of flowers that morning. No, she had received two of each and two Valentine's Day cards. No wonder she was in such a good mood. That evening, Isis and her mum were out shopping in town when Isis saw Potty and Miss Vile standing outside a restaurant window and looking at the menu. And Isis said to her mum, "Look, Mum, how romantic. Our teachers are going out for a candlelit dinner on St. Valentine's Day." And her mum thought that Isis was getting very grown up to make a remark like that. But neither of them could hear what Mr. Philpotts was saying to Miss Vile. His words were,
"My, oh my, just look at the price of a plate of steak and chips in this place. They've got to be joking. Let's find somewhere cheaper."
But because Miss Vile was in love, she didn't think that her dear Potty was being stingy. No, she thought how clever he was to be careful with money and what a good husband he would make. For the rest of term, Miss Vile was as sweet as could be. But after the Easter break, when the children came back from the summer term, they were in for a big disappointment. Her first words were, "The first person who so much as whispers will be packing up litter after school for the rest of term." And Katie and Isis both knew that Miss Vile must have fallen out of love. Katie was disappointed because it seemed that her spell had not worked entirely as it was supposed to. She wondered if she had done some of the magic not quite right. And then she reread the spell. And she thought that she had done everything exactly as it was supposed to be. And so she asked her mother whether the love spell based on pictures was any good. And she was careful to explain that it wasn't for her, but for somebody else. And her mother said, "There's nothing wrong with that particular spell. All love spells work, but only for a while. It's only true love that lasts forever, not magic love. You see, Katie, true love must come from the heart." And when Katie heard that, she understood that it wasn't her fault that the spell hadn't lasted. And when she told Isis about this, They both felt a bit down. Oh, if only your spell could have lasted one more term before it wore off, said Isis. But at least they both knew that after the summer holidays, they would have a new form teacher. And Miss Vile was her old, grumpy, moody self for the next 5 weeks. But then, after the half-term holiday, everyone had a pleasant surprise. She was back to being lovely and carefree. She even looked like she was dancing on air sometimes. Katie, did you put another spell on her? Asked Isis. But Katie hadn't. No. What had happened was that Mr. Cotton had worked up the courage to ask Miss Vile to go to the opera with him. Mr. Cotton had not one but two nicknames. One was Socks, as in cotton socks, and the other was Mr. Rotten. But the second name was unfair, really, because he was the sweetest and kindest teacher in the whole school. And now Mr. Cotton and Miss Vile had found their true love. And that's the story of the Valentine Witch. I do hope you enjoyed it. If you like Valentine stories, drop by at storynori.com and listen to some more. For instance, we have the story of Saint Valentine, which tells you why we celebrate love and romance on the 14th of February. And we have a story about Bertie called Bertie Valentine. Until then, from me, Natasha, bye-bye!
The International Children's Arts Network is community-funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.